This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Being super aware of the fact that you have massive time constraints this afternoon, Ian, we switch things around.
Appreciate it, Simon. Thank you.
Thank you for talking to me and explain to me what on earth happened yesterday. What caused this massive outage, Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram?
Sure. So in essence, what Facebook explained happened, and, you know, I guess we can decide whether we take the explanation at face value, but there is precedent for this, is that there was a configuration change they made to core network infrastructure routers, core network routers, that disrupted communication between Facebook's data centers around the world. And that's what took down everything. Because even though Facebook services would all be housed on different servers on different continents all over the world, when this configuration change was pushed to its core network infrastructure, it made it so that none of us could actually get to those servers. Even though everything was still there, the actual settings that specify how we as users of those services can reach them were corrupted effectively, and that's what made it impossible for us to access anything. Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and for those of you who might be into VR out there, Oculus, it was all down for over 6 hours between around 5:30 yesterday and 1 in the morning.
If in fact it was just a case of settings needing correction, why did it take so long?
So my understanding is that the settings, the push of settings that they did to these core routers effectively locked the technical teams out of remotely accessing those same servers, just going back in and changing the settings back. And so they had to physically drive to a data center in California and get physical access to their machines to actually fix the mistake. But before they could even do that, they had to diagnose what the problem was.
Okay.
And so, on top of locking us, the users of Facebook services out, the mistake locked Facebook out of its own internal tools. And so the technical team couldn't actually communicate using the same, services that they would normally do, because they apparently use a version of Facebook itself inside the company to communicate with one another, and even that was inaccessible. So yeah, they were relegated probably to making phone calls and sending SMSs in much the same way as we were.
There are those who are doubters. There are those who feel that the timing of the outage was remarkably suspicious, specifically in light of the disclosures by Francis Haugen in 60 Minutes. Do you think that's just conspiracy theorizations?
Yeah, it's difficult to say at this stage, just because Facebook's simple explanation of what happened answers, you know, passes the Occam's razor test. It's the simplest explanation and therefore is likely the truest one. You know, we might not have got the whole story out of Facebook about what's happened here, but, you know, internal sabotage, or some kind of attack is just so unlikely compared to somebody making a mistake, that I tend to accept on face value, yes, somebody probably just made a massive mistake, had the worst day of their lives yesterday, probably got fired at the end of it.
Probably.
Because it's happened before. With Facebook, it's happened before in 2019. And this, you know, very similar situations have happened to also big companies, big internet service providers here in South Africa that wipe themselves off the internet for hours because of a network router configuration mistake. And so, unfortunately, while companies do take steps to prevent these kinds of errors creeping in, they do happen, and it's a huge egg on face moment when it does.
I want you to address a query from Hachamor, and then I'll let you go, Ian, because it's an interesting point he makes. He says, it always amazes me how relatively easy it is to take down a mega corporation like Facebook, and how much we have come to rely on these systems, and how one tiny setting can break everything. Who knows who might exploit such vulnerability in the future?
Right. And so that's where those internal processes, but yes, so there's a lot to unpack here. Absolutely. I don't think people appreciate how fragile the internet really is. The internet as a whole, not just Facebook and Facebook services. The internet is underpinned by technologies like the domain name system and border gateway protocol, two of the things that broke. That Facebook broke, I should say, not for the whole internet, but for itself, its own BGP and DNS stuff, it broke. But those systems in general are actually quite fragile and kept together by good faith, largely. There has a lot of work has been done to make them more secure and more robust. But still, these are extremely old systems that are kept together with a patchwork of code. But the companies like Facebook have and should have extremely strict protocols in place to precisely prevent one rogue employee from going in and pushing a configuration change like this that takes down the whole company. So I would expect that this would have involved the whole team and multiple levels of access to actually get done. And that's why it's not just one person who had a bad day, but a whole team who had a bad day. And hopefully in that case, it wasn't just one poor soul who got fired, for it, but perhaps a team who was severely reprimanded and possibly lost their bonuses as a result.
Jan Vermeulen, we said we'd let you go early. Thank you for, talking to us this afternoon despite your time constraints. That was fascinating.
Thank you. I'm speaking to Facebook after this just so people understand why you are letting me off the hook.
Okay, Jan, cheers. You'll be back with me same time next week. Isn't that funny? We've just had a whole conversation about Facebook and he's getting off the call because he has to speak to Facebook. Wouldn't that be an interesting conversation to listen to?